It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And think about it this way. This is the second time he's been caught getting his balls deflated.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
All right. I thought we were having a conversation here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right, get us out of this. He's your friend.
Awful joke.
What did I do wrong?
All of it.
You know, this team is just not that good.
I'm not speaking to him. He's your...
Hey!
Hey!
Think about this.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:55 on the ticket, and Classic BMW brings you another edition of the Emergency Break of the Week. We give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. We're pretty excited about this week. We have three pretty darn good candidates, starting with the Hardline and Mike Reiner. Now, Monday, it was game day for the Stars and Predators, so... The Hardline was going to do their show from our little satellite studio there on the plaza, just outside the AAC. Mike was really excited, I guess, to do it down there because he missed most of Why Today Doesn't Suck because he was already down there. Well, our little satellite studio was not working. I guess Mike thought by magic somehow it would work between Why Today Doesn't Suck and the start of the Hardline. And so he didn't go upstairs to start the Hardline. He stayed downstairs, and this is the result.
21 is our time.
No, Mike. Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up. We haven't checked. We haven't tested. This is fun.
What, Mike? Come up here.
Nope.
Mike!
Don't yell at him.
Dude!
It's not helping.
Why did he go down there?
You're asking me why he did something? Mike, you got us?
Mike, if you can hear us, come back up here. There's a reason they're working on things. Why did you go back down?
He's not responding.
I'm hoping that it's like... Like he's on a mountainside and he can't talk to us, but he can hear me.
Be careful on your way down.
Or up.
Or up.
There's bad people out there. He's unreal.
He's your friend.
It's unreal.
He's your friend.
That was anyway. Good e-news, dude.
Well, we'll do that here in a little bit. Could you hear
me
yelling at you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing going down there?
Well, I thought...
Oh, boy.
We were doing the show from down there.
It's not working. That's why we're waiting.
Okay. Somebody should have told me this.
Well, that's why you came back up. That's why you came back up here because
it was just
a
momentary
working.
Thing that they were going to get fixed.
No.
This is fun.
You never do that. You never.
You tell me we're going to do the show from down there. I think it's just a momentary thing. It's all been checked out. It's not working right now. It will be in just a bit. Nobody told me nothing about this.
Use your head.
Use your head.
It ain't working.
It will.
At some point it will.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, just stay up here.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. We'll have a lot of fun. All right, you all right over there?
No!
Good God.
And that went on a lot longer than that. That went on, what, Jer, for another couple of minutes, you think?
Easily.
Wow. That's no way to start a show.
So Mr. Magoo is wandering up and down the elevator.
And I just pictured him being really excited to do the show from down there on the plaza. And by God, even if it wasn't working, he was going to go down there. Whatever it meant. So there is Mike up for candidate number one in the emergency break of the week. Candidate number two comes to us from the tee box. It's not Craig Rosengarten, who's given us so much gold over the years. It's his counterpart, Rick Arnett, who tries to make a JFK assassination reference. The Abraham Zapruder film, which is the the best account we have of the assassination, the guy who was rolling on his 8mm camera as the assassination was taking place, but Rick couldn't quite come up with the name Zapruder.
Didn't say he lost his job. He said, I just slipped. I slipped in the mud. He goes, I don't even remember touching Tiger, but something might have clipped him or whatever, and Tiger seemed to be fine. But at that particular moment, that was one of those. It was like a Zapruder film, almost. You know?
What?
A Zapruder film. You know, the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but I was like, it took a while.
I know,
to get
it did
there.
Take a while. Anyway, because it looked like, wow, that was going to be the end of golf.
Is there any way?
There's a lot there
that Craig Rosengarten could come up with Abraham Zapruder.
No. But Rick couldn't either.
No.
No, but when Rick said Zapruder, when he said Zapruder, thinking he had corrected it, Rosen said, oh, yeah.
He
was confirming that, okay.
Oh, yeah. Zapruder.
You got it that time.
And there was also a moment where Rick thought he was correcting it by saying Zapruder.
Zapruder. You know, Zapruder. Zapruder.
And you can also hear the long pause before Rick says it the first time, because that indicates he's really unsure.
Yes. And then even after still not really nailing the name, he comes at Craig with, you have heard of that, right?
Right. Yeah. I know I just massacred it, but at least I was on the right path. You have no idea who we're even talking about. All right, one more time.
Didn't say he lost his job. He said, I just slipped. I slipped in the mud. He goes, I don't even remember touching Tiger, but something might have clipped him or whatever, and Tiger seemed to be fine. But at that particular moment, that was one of those. It was like a Zapruder film, almost. You know?
What?
Zapruder film. You know, the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but I was like, it took a while.
I know,
to get
it did
there.
Take a while. Anyway, because it looked like, wow, that was.
Whatever.
Now, that really is an example of the blind leading the blind right there.
Okay.
Zero
confidence. I thought
confidence.
You said Zapruder, but you said Zapruder. So, okay, I get it now. All right, there's Rick Arnett up for an e-break with a little help from Craig Rosengarten. And then this week with the great Gordo out, we got Jake in today. A couple of days ago, we had Killer. Now, whose idea was this? Was this your idea?
You know, actually, I think this was Gordo's idea, because we were trying to come up with fill-ins, and I think Gordo said, you should have Killer one morning, it'll be great, it'll be funny, and it was both, it was great and
it
funny.
It was great and funny. We could have nominated several moments from that morning. We came up with this, where Killer's known for having some really nervous moments on the air, where he'll just get shake voice and not be able to finish a word like, when he's trying to say, I'm fine.
Wi-Fi.
Came out Wi-Fi. Well, he had another one of those moments on with us.
Moving on. James Bond.
What? Just be more confident in your stories.
James Bond.
James Bond was
deep breath. Deep breath.
There we go. Okay. Now we're going.
One more.
Take all the time you need.
James Bond was busted on the tollways earlier this week.
What? On the tollways?
Okay. So this guy
on our tollways?
On Texas State tollways. This guy, Preston Cody Talbot, I cannot get the wheels back on. James Bond.
You couldn't do that again if you tried.
No. Bond? It's like he's being goosed.
Vibrato is just...
James Bond.
And Killer's engineering with us this morning. You said you could feel that emergency brake coming on, but there was nothing you could do about it.
I felt it, and I just couldn't steer out of it. It just right into the wall.
And right. Also, classic Killer, I also really enjoy how confident moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, so I'm going to give you another story.
Every story after the previous disaster is a possible fresh start. So he can get the first couple of words right, and then all hell breaks loose.
And this Easter weekend, be careful traveling on Texas State tollways. Let's all be careful out there. All right, one more time all the way
on
through.
Tollways.
Moving on.
Tollways.
James Bond.
What? Just be more confident in your stories.
James Bond.
James Bond was
deep breath. Deep breath.
There we go.
Okay.
Now we're going.
One more.
Take all the time you need.
James Bond was busted on the tollways earlier this week.
On the tollways?
Okay, so this guy, on our tollways? On Texas State tollways. This guy, Preston Cody Talbot, I cannot get the wheels back on.
That's great.
Wow. Man, way to go, killer. So, those are your candidates. Mike? For that very inauspicious start for the Hardline, Rick Arnett or Killer? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Hey, oh, it's Coco.
Coco has special Holy Week, Good Friday, Passover, consultation, Hebrew vote. It was 2,000 years ago that Roman governor Pontius Pilate did unspeakable sin. That bastard Pilate washed his hand and sent Son of God to hang like monkey and die on cross.
Okay.
You damn right, Pilate down here in boiling lower heaven with Coco and Hitler. And we both... We vote for 007 James Bond specialist killer.
Thank you, Coco.
Right, thank you, Coco. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Jock, can I vote for Reiner? And then can we also get rid of VSBB guy? He sucks so bad.
Wow. Hmm.
That's a shot, but thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Vaginal fuzz.
Hello, sports caller.
Yeah.
No, apparently we can't get rid of him.
Perfect timing.
Amazing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
First, Sean Fleming needs to shut his stupid fat face. And second, vaginal slice, born.
Amazing.
Which is the real guy?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, guys. It's Dade Influencer Manly from Midlothian, Texas. And I vote
hey,
for
Dade.
The Old Gray Wolf.
Okay, thank you. There's Dade.
I had about enough of Dade.
Yeah. Dade is... Dade's, people have been turning on Dade the last couple of weeks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, George, Craig, Big Monty. Give me Whiskey and Rinds. Morning. Whiskey and Rinds for the win.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, just Randy Watt. And although I'm from Maryland, I have a serious Texas accent, and the only person that talks worse than me is the killer.
Okay, thanks,
talks
Randy.
Worse than me.
Boy, I heard from the Manster this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Howdy, Musers. I'd like to get your thoughts on the recent John Taylor chicken wings tweet, and I'll vote for TC.
Recent?
Recent,
and TC is not a candidate.
Old.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Good morning, George.
Hi.
Hey, you still slamming ass?
I don't really go around saying that, but yeah, if you think so, who you vote for? Oh, that's it?
Okay. Excruciating.
It is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, born.
Amazing. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, you know, George, I got to tell you, I used to pretend about having the female voice. I've just dropped it. I want you to tell America how madly in love you are with me. But I'd like to vote for the winner, Old Gray Wolf.
Thank you. Thank you for your vote.
Please tell me somebody's close.
We're getting close with Ryan's, I think. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
yes, I would like to vote for an add-on. Norm's okay. Paintbrush.
Nope. Yeah, that was
yeah,
a good
we thought
one.
About it. We thought about it, but he didn't quite make it. Hi, okay, you're on Ticket Radio.
Do y'all have a winner yet?
No, vote.
Okay, my vote is for Killer. I actually thought that he might have all three nominations this morning.
Yeah, we thought about that, too. We thought about having an all-killer morning, but we decided not to. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I vote for the old Gray Wolf this week, fellas.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
What an upset.
Killer, that was a great performance by you, but Mike is also worthy.
James Bond did not win, but Mike did. We'll play about 30 seconds of this there, Jer.
21 is our time.
No, Mike. Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up. We haven't checked. We haven't tested. This is fun.
What? Mike, come up here.
Nope.
Mike!
Don't yell at him.
Dude!
It's not helping.
Okay.
Why did he go down there?
All right. And that goes on for another 3 minutes or so. Is that a good way to start the show where you can't hear one guy and the other guy's yelling, no, Mike?
No.
No! How many is that for Rhines?
82nd win, 22 behind Norman. You can't prove it, Hitzkus.
Wow, he's getting kind of close.
He is getting close. All right, Mike Reiner, the winner in the emergency break of the week.